We are on Daf Tzadik Amud Beis. We are here on the Mishnah on Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph. Atekei lechaveiroi noisein leisela. A person hits someone on the ear, or he blows into his ear, so he pays him a sela according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili mone. He says he gives him a money. There are 25 sloim in a money. Zok the Gemara, Iboy Elohu, money tzuri tnan, oy money medina tnan. That's what it says in the Mishnah, you pay a money according to Rabbi Yosi. Is this a money tzuri or a money medina? Let us see Rashi. Money tzuri, Chof a sloim. There's 25 sloim in a monetzuri, and that's kuf zuz. There's 100 zuz and 25 sloim. In other words, there are 4 zuz in a sela. Or mone medine. And mone medine, there was in the matbeis, not from tzuri, there was a smaller content of silver in the matbeis, and the matbeis were worth much less. Shminis shebemone tzuri. Amone medine was 1/8 of amone tzuri. Sela shel medine chatzi zuz. That means if a sela shel tzuri is 4 zuz, so a sela shel medine is a chatzi zuz. Kedama b'sher shanogach, chanon bisha tokalei. So we have a shaila, what is pshat in the mone of the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, Toshma, Nahu gavre de tokele lechavre. There was a person who was tokele lechavre, also lekame de Rabbi Yehuda Nesiye. He came to Rabbi Yehuda Nesiye. Omalei, Rabbi Yehuda Nesiye told him, Ho ano, ho Rabbi Yosi Aglili, havlei mone tzuri, give him a mone tzuri. Shma mino mone tzuritna. Shma mino. Right, so we know now that it is a mone tzuri, because it says clearly in the Baraisa that you give a mone tzuri. But now the lotion of Rabbi Yehuda Nesiye is difficult to understand. My ho ano ho Rabbi Yosi Aglili. What is pshat in this lotion ho ano? Ilema hochi komalei. Ho ano dechazisicho. I saw how you were tekeya. So therefore, I can paskin al pi riusi that you're chayev. So memele that you're chayev, that I know. Ho ano. Boho rabbi yosi aglili de omar monetzuri. And we have a machloikis in the Mishnah. If you pay a seller or you pay a money, and Rabbi Yosi Aglili says you pay a money, so memele, that's what Rabbi Yehuda Nesiye said. He said, "Ho ano v'ho Rabbi Yosi Aglili, I saw how you had done it," and Rabbi Yosi Aglili holds that the chiyuv is a money tzuri. Zil havle money tzuri. So memele, so therefore he paskin you mechuyev to give a money tzuri. Fragt die Gemara, le memre. Now, if ho ano means that I saw how you were tekeya, and therefore I am paskening your mechuyev, le memre de eid nasedayin. A person can be an eid and a dayin also. That means he's the eid. Chazisicha, I saw how you were tekeya, and I'm paskening that you should be chayiv to pay. So one, there can be an aid and a dayin at the same time. The same person can be an aid and a dayin. Vosanya, we learned in Abaraisa, Sanhedrin shoro echot shahorig esanefesh. Sanhedrin shoro echot shahorig esanefesh, miktsosam nasu aidim, umiktsosam nasu dayon. Divrei Raptarfen. Raptarfen says, if there was a Sanhedrin that saw how someone killed someone else, So the Sanhedrin cannot paskin al yidei riyosam. Now mitzosam nasu edim, a chelik of the Sanhedrin will say edis, um mitzosam nasu dayonim. So the edim will be meyed lifnei the dayonim. Divrei Rabtarf. So you see, Rabtarfen holds clearly that the Sanhedrin cannot paskin al yidei riyosam, because ein eid nase dai. Rabbi Kiva oimer, kulam eidem heim, vein eid nase dai. Rabbi Kiva says a bigger chumre. That what Rav Tarfon said, that umiktsosom nasu dayonim, al kaponim a chelik of the eidem shero can become dayonim, Rabbi Kiva is chelik on that also. Rabbi Kiva said, an eid horoye can never become a day. Kulam eidim heim, vein eid nase day. That is Rabbi Kiva. Is atkan loikoma Rav Tarfon, but let's go a fillo according to Rav Tarfon. The Rav Tarfon said that a person, an eid horoye, one that had seen, if he won't be made, others will be made for him, in front of him. That's sufficient. Is at kan lekama Rav Tarfon elo de mitzosam nasu edim mitzosam nasu dayonim that a mitzos are edim mitzos are dayonim avol eid nasu dayin lekama, but that the dayin should be the eid, he should be the eid and the dayin at the same time lekama. And here Rav Yehuda Nesiya said, I saw how you were tekeya, and I'm paskening that you mechuyev to pay amonetzuri. So the Gemara answers, kisanya ahi kegoin shero balayl. This beraisa that says that the Sanhedrin cannot paskin al piri yosam, this beraisa is speaking about that they saw it by night. Kigoin shero balayla. The loyla mevet dino ninu. They are not capable of paskening. Now, let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Sheroua balayla. Ulamochos. Ksheboin lodoin. So the next day, when they want to pasken, ain donin elo al pishmuit. They can only be done al pi shmu. That means they cannot paskin al pi riyosam balayla. They have to hear from other edim. Their riyah, what they saw last night, is not sufficient. Lefichach, tzorich lemitzosam lohoy. Therefore, you need that a Sanhedrin shero echad shorges hanefesh. You need that a chelik of the Sanhedrin has to be made in front of the other chelik. V'im ein shom ela gimel. And if in the Sanhedrin there's only three that saw, this is the whole Sanhedrin, is sorich lohi shivacherim lohi bifneim. So then two will be made, bifnei the third, and another two dayonim. That is if they saw balayla. Avo lo bayoim. But what if they saw by day? Oisin al pi horiyel Rav Tarfon miyad. But if they saw by day, then they can paskin al pi riyosom, according to Rav Tarfon. So let us just explain a little. We'll see this a machlekes Rashi and Taisvis. But Rashi is saying as follows. Rashi seems to be saying that when at night they're not dayonim. At night you can't paskin shailas because the boikel adinei mishpot, you can only paskin bayoim. So at night they don't have a teiras dayonim. So the riyah by laila, even though there is a svore, loite shmiya gdoila miriyah. That means if Bezdin can paskin to that that they hear from Edom, that this and this occurred. So that what they see themselves is shouldn't be worse than Hashmiyah Mipi Acherim. That is true. But that is Davke when they have a Teiris Bezdim. If and when they have a Teiris Bezdim, so then the halacha is that if and when they have a Teiris Bezdim, then the halacha is that their Riyah is sufficient. A Riyah of Bezdim is also sufficient. So if they saw by day, some emela they have a Teiris Bezdim, some emela they can paskin al piriyosa. If they saw at night, so they didn't have a Teiris Bezdim, so the Riyah Balayla was not a Riyah of Dayonim. So now, they become Dayonim by day, they come Dayonim by day. So by day they have to hear from other Edom. So Mamela, that is the Teretz of the Gemara. The Gemara is telling us a Teretz as follows. That the Baraisa is speaking about at night. The Baraisa is speaking about at night that, when they saw they didn't have a Teiris Dayonim, they didn't have a Teiris Dayonim, so Memele, so the Riyah, there was no Riyah of Dayonim, so they first become Dayonim by day, so then they need a Shmiyah of Edom, because the Riyah, what they saw, Bishaita, was not a Riyah of Dayonim. So that's this Baraisa, Sanhedrin Shiro Echot Shorges and Nefesh, is you need Mikzosam Naso Edom. Masha Ein Kain, by our Mishnah is speaking about that they saw by day, the Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, that said, Anoch Azizicho, and he's paskening that he's chayiv to pay a monetzuri. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah is speaking about that he saw this by day. So by day he has a Teiris Bezdim. So then this is the Riyah is a Riyah of Bezdim. And we say a Riyah of Bezdim is Loigoga from a Shmiyah of Bezdim. Sikim Paskin al Piriyos. That is what Rashi says. Avoro by Yemoisim al Piriyah l'Rabtalfen Miyad. And that is Pshat Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah ki Rabbi Talfen Tzvile. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah holds like Rabbi Talfen. Now, Rashi means to say, we have here a Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says that Kulam Edim Hei. Rabbi Kiva says that if a Bezdin saw, a fellow say a Bezdin saw at night, you cannot be Meyed Bifneim. They can never become Dayonim. By seeing at night, they can only be made, but can never become Dayonim. What the reason of Rabbi Kiva is, we'll see as the sugya progresses. But al kaponim, that's Rabbi Kiva holds. So according to Rabbi Kiva holds an eight horoya can never become a dayim. So according to Rabbi Kiva, there's no difference if he saw at night or if he saw by day. So if he saw by day, he also can be a dayim, according to Rabbi Kiva. An eight horoya can never become a dayim. So Memeilo, Rashi says, but Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah holds like Rabbi Talfen and not like Rabbi Kiva. V'boy Yisema, let's go further in the Gemara. So that's one Mahalach. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah holds like Rabbi Talfen. And he saw it by day. V'boy Yisema, Hochi Kamalei, that what Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah said, Ho Ano V'ho Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he meant as follows. Hochi Kamalei, Ho Ano D'Svirali Ke Rabbi Yosi Aglili. I hold like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Do'ma Monetzuri. V'osadi D'Misadi Boch. And there are Edim that are made that you will take care of. Zilhavlei Monetzuri. So give him a Monetzuri. So what is Pshat in the Viboy Yisema? Vibayis Eime, the Pnei Yeshua says, that the Vibayis Eime wants to say that Rabbi Yudin Siya holds according to Rabbi Kiva also. Rabbi Yudin Siya is not only according to Rabbi Tav. He holds according to Rabbi Kiva, and according to Rabbi Kiva, an Eid HaRoye, someone who sees a Maise, can never be a dying on that Maise. So Memele, and so the Vibayis Eime wants to say, I also like Rabbi Kiva, so how can I pass in your Chayiv? Because I didn't see the Maise, to aid them so that you would take care. And I'm paskening up these to aid them. And ha'anah means that I hold like Rabbi Yosef Glili, that the Tashlumim by Tekeya lechaveroi is a monetzuri. Frag the Gemara, v'sova Rabbi Kiva de ein eid nase dai. Frag the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva holds ein eid nase dai. Vasanya, we learned in a baraisa, vehiko ish esreyeyu be'evin oy be'egrev. We learned in a baraisa as follows. So, Baal Kaponim, the Gemara understood, according to Rabbi Kiva, let's not get into the lumdis, according to Rabbi Kiva, according to Rabbi Kiva, if Bezdin sees a Maise, Bezdin can never paskin on that Maise. That's Shitas Rabbi Kiva. So the Gemara asks, I have a kasha. Kasova Rabbi Kiva, the ain eid nase dayin, an eid haroye, someone that saw can never be a dayin. Vosanya, we learned in a baraisa, vehiko ish es chayeyu be'evin oy be'egoy. Now, this posik is speaking about Nizokin. There was a Chavola, Shivta Yitin, Rapi Yirape. This posik is speaking about that someone hit someone, Be'evin oy be'egrev. And the posik says how he hit him. He hit him either with his fist or with a stone. So why does the Torah have to give him a sholem? How he hit him with a fist, he hit him with a kash of how he hit him. Shimin atemoni oimer, ba'egrev miyuchid shemosa le'edo le'edim. So Shimin atemoni said, no, the posik is moiridik meduyik. If he hit him with a fist, so now, this fist that he hit him with, Edom saw that he hit him with the fist, and Bezdin can also see the fist that he hit him with. That means this makeh can be brought to Bezdin, and Bezdin can be done if this fist was capable of making the chavola that it made. Why you have to be done? We'll see so. Aber ma egreif miyuchid shemoso le'edo le'edim. The Torah gave two mishalim be'evenoi be'egreif. And the egreif, Bezdin can be done if this egrev is capable of doing what happened. Afkol shemosol le'edo le'edim. So if he hit him with a stone, the stone also has to be brought to Bezdin, and Bezdin has to be done, was this stone capable of making this chavol? Just like by the egrev it can zichah be brought to Bezdin, so the stone, the even the sukish legrei, prat l'sheyotzasom mitachas yad edim. But what is if the edim lost the stone? Now the edim come to Bezdin and they tell Bezdin, we saw Reuven hit Shimon. Here Shimon, he's a nechbal. How did he hit him with the stone? Where's the stone? I'll tell them all about the stone. It weighed a pound and it was a. But the stone cannot be brought to Bezdin. So if the stone cannot be brought to Bezdin, so Memele, Bezdin cannot paskin on this Chavola. Kozman, Bezdin doesn't see this stone, Bezdin can't paskin on this Chavola. Now let's, before we go further to understand a little bit what we're speaking about, let us see Rashi. Shemoso le'edo le'edim, Sheyochel Laviyoy LeBezdin LaImdoy. The egroif can be brought to Bezdin when they bring the makeh to Bezdin, so Bezdin can be oimed im roi egreif ze lasse is chavole zu, can this egreif make this chavole? We mein roi, but what if it's not roi? This egreif, this make is not roi to make a chavole. Lo yishale, so then he's bought it to pay. Eile meise, jene gat nechbal. There's no shayla about it. Jene gat nechbal. Sarashi says, Shemachmas chalshusoi shalze rakusoi nechbal. That what he got nechbal, this egrev can't make a chavole. I we see he was nechbal. Machmas chalshusoi urakusoi nechbal. So we have to understand Rashi. Good, so that's the reason. So he's a schwache mensch, or a schwache mensch, so a schwache egrev can also make a chavola. So why shouldn't he be chaya? In Rashi says, if the egrev is not roi to make a chavola, by this person they made. So by this person they made because he's a schwache mensch. So the Dvar Yaakov says one pshat, and let's learn this pshat. So the Dvar Yaakov says, that means this make knew that he can never be chayvul someone. He's a weakling. So when he gave this person a zet, he didn't ever have him he'll make a chavola. Lemaise, it turned out that this person is rach and cholush, he made a chavola. So he's potter out onus. As I state in Rambam, he's potter. That means I didn't think I would do such a thing. I just pushed him like this with my head. I would think of make a chavola. I would think so. He's an onus. An onus is potter. An onus, Taisus holds an aminiyach, is potter. If it's an onus, korim laveda. Mainly the other mood, loyla, mustafke, an onus, korim laveda, which is korim lepshia, or korim legneve, is potter. An onus is potter. So memele, so he can tie him an onus. You can see the strength I have in my egre. So I would never call him that this egre would ever make a chavola. So therefore the egre has to be brought to Bezdin. And Bezdin is done if this egre is capable of making a chavola. And if, normally you couldn't make a chavola, God had made by this person a chavola, that's Ibnei Chalshusay Shalza, he never would have to think that there's such a person that his egev can make a chavola, so he's potter altsonus. So Rab Shimon HaTimoni said, but the Torah said, Evan ve'egrev. So why did it, ve'evan oy ve'egrev? Why did the Torah mention Evan? That an Evan also has to be similar to an egrev. Prat l'sheyotze sa Evan mitachas yidei edim. Shenevdo mehem, the Edom lost the stone. Ubezdin leirahu, Bezdin did not see the stone. Bezdin cannot be oimid. Was this stone capable of making this chavola? Afal pi sheru Edom. Edom explained to Bezdin that they told him about the size of the stone and the weight of the stone. Potter, the beinin umdin of Bezdin. We need that Bezdin should be oimid. Bezdin, that's the hekish Evan to Egroiv, just like an Egroiv. Bezdin is not hearing secondhand. Bezdin sees the Egroiv. Bezdin is down the Egroiv. Evan is also the same thing. Fine. That's a dras of Shimon HaTimoni. Amalei Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva said, fine. But let me ask you a shayla of Shimon HaTimoni. V'chi bifnei Bezdin hiko. That means when all the time, when you bring the egrev to Bezdin, when you bring the egrev to Bezdin, fine. So now Bezdin, now you tell me Bezdin, will shuts up, how much strength there is in the egrev. Bezdin will shuts up. V'chi bifnei Bezdin, he go, but when he hit him, did Bezdin see how he hit him? Sheyoidim kama he go, does Bezdin know how many times he hit him? Val Maiko, and where he hit him, Imal Shoikoi, if he hit him on the Shoik, Oitzipel Nafshoi, next to the heart. So what's the Kasha? So the Kasha is, you can bring the Egrev to Bezdin, fine, and Bezdin will be Oimed, can this Egrev make this Chavola? But there's other fine points we have to know. How many times did he hit him? Where did he hit him? Now, how does Bezdin know this? Bezdin knows from the Edim. So you can't tell me Bezdin has to figure out if this Chavola could have come about to him. You can't figure out. Bezdin can't figure out without being Soymech on the Edom. The Edom have to tell him where he hit him, how many times he hit him, and then Bezdin can figure out. So we're dependent on the Edom, not Bezdin does everything themselves. So if you're dependent on the Edom, and you believe the Edom, how many times he hit him, or where he hit him, so believe the Edom, the size of the stone also. Where do you split the hair? Al Kaponim, Tachsme, I saw others say, Shimon HaTimoni says, you're right. Lagabi, how many times he hit him? Yesemech and Deidim. Lagabi, where he hit him? Yesemech. But here, Ebenzeel, that cost of Evan Begley. But the double that was market, that we need a name of the best. Fine. Okay, so that's a difference of opinion between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shimon HaTimoni. Fine. Shimon HaTimoni says, that on the Evan and the Egrev, Bezen has to be Oymed, not Opiate. That Bezen has to see firsthand. But then Rabbi Kiva has another kash. Fine. Arei shedochav eschaveiroi meiroi shagak, meiroi shabir. What if someone pushed off someone from a roof? Umeis. So now, so Bezen has to see if this fall could be Mamis. Is Bezdin Hulchen Eitzel Abiris? You can tell me, Aloche, the Lamaise, Yenna pushed off someone in Abiris, pushed off in Chicago, so now Bezdin is going to go to Chicago to be Mishayer if the fall from the Rosh Abiris to the ground could make Mise. There's such a din. Bezdin has to be to the traveling Bezdin, they have to go. We never find such a Aloche. Oy bira leches eitzel bezn, or be bira go to bezn, mechmein, that you do such a thing, this is a maifis, but al kaponim, mechmein, but we don't find such a thing. Va'oit, let me ask you another kasha. What im naflo? What happened? Let me ask you a shayla. Someone pushed off someone off a roof, right? And now that house fell down. So now, what is going to be the thing? You tell me that bezn has to go and see if it was capable of killing him. So you have to build up the building again. You have to build up the building, and then to figure out so such a din. Im nafla chayzer rabayne ezichenat. It's ella. So ella ma egreif miyuchet shemosaleidim avkol shemosaleidim prat lo sheyotzes even mitachas yodish shel makepot. So he says that's ichenat. You don't build a building. So everything is done. Apiadim, the Edom tell us that he pushed them off a building. How tall was the building? The building was X amount of feet. And then Bezdin, after Bezdin collects all the information, Bezdin will paskin. Was it something to think it will occur? Or something to think it will never occur? Good, that's Rabbi Kiva's time. Fine. Ketani miyis, about That's the machlokes, but the only reason we're bringing this in, Omar loy Rabbi Kiva v'chi b'fnei Bezdin hiko sheyoydem kam hiko. He asked Akasha, he says that he asked Bezdin see how many times he hit him. Hoiko b'fnei, but let's be medayik from this paraisa, but what would be if Bezdin saw, we see from Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says it's not necessary for Bezdin to see that he hit him. But if he hit him in front of Bezdin, eight nasidai. So then we see from Rabbi Kiva that Rabbi Kiva understood very well. Rabbi Kiva said, look, that's good. If he hit him in front of Bezdin, he understands. Here we have a Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva says, ain't eight nasidai, eight haroye. An eight who sees the chavola, or an eight who sees the misa, cannot be a dayan. He's possible to be a dayan, period. And here, he just said, is it necessary for Bezdin to see? The vice is that Bezdin will see. It's good. So the Gemara answers, L'dvorov, the Rav Shimon HaTimoni, kama v'leile svirale. So the Gemara says, Ein hachanami, Rabbi Kiva l'shito say, holds ein eid nasadayin, ein eid haroya nasadayin. So memele, so if it would been done in front of Bezdin, said the Bezen couldn't pass it. That's true. But he's going according to Shimon HaTimon. Shimon HaTimon doesn't hold his chiddush of Afil and Eid HaRoye is not Nasadai. So he's asking, but according to you, do you need the Al-Koponim that the Bezen is to see Kamaiko? That's the end of this sugya. Let us see Rashi. Amalei Rabbi Kiva, Nehei Nami De Evan Bobe Bezdin, Vechi Bifnei Bezdin, Hiko, Sheyoidim Kama Hiko, Kloima, Cheshben HaMakeis, Sheyiko, Sheyochol Lemoy, the Bezdin could be shut up. If these Makis could make a Chavola, O Yalma, Aleizem Eivorov, Tzipor Navshay, Tnuch Shekeneged Aleiv, Noichu Lichovu Misham, that's a place where a person is easily nechbal. Bezen hoichun eitzel bira, then he has takashe. If he threw him off a bira, does Bezen have to go to the bira? But me, b'chi yitriach hakosuv Bezen, lotzeis me lishka b'lira. So he said Bezen has to leave the lishka and look at this building. Oyim nofla bira koidim shuru bezdem klum matzri hakosav lachza belivnes. You have to rebuild the building. Laharis govel a bezdem. Aleidim samchina. We rely on the edim. Vekivin dero edim samchina and edim side. Whatever the edim tell bezdem what occurred, we rely on this. Shayim ulonu kach vekachoy. Lebinin moso le edo. It is not necessary that bezdem has to see it. Ela le edim. So therefore, Rabbi Kiva holds, Prat l'sheyotze se'evin mitachas yedei maka kloima, shenevda miyad b'loi ra'u eidim. V'yitzel osroi shebekiba l'loi galsin. Fine. Now, let us see Tosfos. Kegoin she'ra'ua b'layla. Now, we had mentioned the first teretz of the Gemara was that we have, before we speak about Rabbi Kiva, let's speak about Rav Tarfon. Rav Tarfon holds that ein eid nase dayin, that a dayin who saw at night, so Rashi said pshat, a dayin who saw at night, he doesn't have a teretz dayin, because he can't paskin. Alpiri also, because there's no din at night. So the riya of at night was a riya of an eid, not of a dayin. So the dayin can't paskin on that riya. When does he become a dayin? In the morning. In the morning he becomes a dayin. No, in the morning he didn't see. Now what happened to you? You can't be mitzav the riya last night because the riya was a riya of an eid. And now he became a dayin, now there's no riyah. So Rav Tarfon holds, so let him say now, good, so let him be an eid, let him tell himself, but last night I saw this and this happen, and last night it was an eid, and now I'm telling myself that now I'm a dayin, I'm telling myself, I'm the eid and I'm the dayin. I'm telling myself that this happened last night. And therefore, the din should be that he should be chayav. So that Rav Tarfon says, ein eid nase dayin. If he has to say eidus now, so if he has to say eidus, he can't be a dayin. Why? We don't know yet. But al-kvonim ein eid nase dayin. But we explained, there is a concept of loitei shmiya gedoyla miriya. Seeing something it should not be worse than hearing from Edim. That's tafke. Seeing al tzadayim. If by day he saw, so then it's good. So you have a ri of a dayim. A ri of a dayim is just as good, if not better, than the shmiya of a dayim. But a ri at night, you don't have a ri of a dayim. That's how we explain Shitas Rashi. Now let us see Tosfos. So Tosfos is a different malach. Kigoin sheru'ua b'layla. Im ru'ua b'yoyim, if they saw it by day, דונים על פי ריה, ולא הייתה שמי יגדוי למיריה, אבל לא הוא בלילה, אין יכולים לא דין על פי ריאס לילה. Why not? So they says, anu svore, the ריה כקבולס עדס. The ריה is like קבולס עדס, that means, what's the chilek if I'm a kabbal edis to tell me what happened, or by looking at it, I'm now knowing what happened. So he is like kabbalas edis. The kabbalas edis ki tchilas din, and kabbalas edis is like tchilas din, ki demuchach b'reish shoshone, u tchilas din b'yayim, afilo b'dine momenis, ki dame pekech adine momenis. So you cannot be mekabel edis balayla. So that means if it's at night, so Taisus learns he is a dying at night. Not we said the way we said in Rashi. He's not a dying. There's no he is dying. He is a dying. He's a dying. But in order to rely on what he sees at night, so the riya is like just like you have to be mekabel edis. You have to accept this riya. They mekabla made this balayla, so you can't be mekabla the riyah. So memela, so you can't, that's why you can't be saimach on the riyah shalayla. So memela, the first kabbalah say this has to be by day, and then so by day you don't have the last night's riyah anymore. So then, the Indian is that they should be meyit for themselves, they need nasadai. Yeah. Hilkach tzrichen lachzer el hoyt bayoyim, they have to say over the edis by day. Kiven shetzrichen lohoi den a meyid nasedai. Aval eid horoye she'enoi meyid. Now, Taisva says, aval eid horoye, an eid that saw at night, and he wasn't miskaven. This is how the Pnei Yeshua learns pshat in Taisva. Aval eid horoye, an aid that saw at night, she'enei meyit, I'm sorry, aid aroye she'enei meyit, that means an aid who saw and was miskaven lohoit, but lemaise he's not meyit, she'enei meyit, kigoin she'yesh eidem acherim, me'idem lefneyem, she'yesh eidem acherim, me'idem lefneyem, Nasedayin afilu bedinei nefoshes lerabonim. Now, let us just understand what Taisvis is saying over here. Taisvis is saying over here as follows. If Adam saw at night something, and Bishas Riye, they were mechaven lohoid. Bishas riya, they were mechaven lohoid. Fine. They wanted to say Eidus. They had no intentions of being dayonim. They wanted to be Eidus. Later, by day, it came out that, they were requested to be dayonim. Can they be now dayonim? Even though at night they were machaven lohoit. That means when they saw at night, they had kavone lohoit. But Lamai said they weren't meyit. Someone else has meyit for them, and they're requested now to be dayon. So Taisva says, Avol, eid horoye, she'enoi meyit. Eid horoye, here to Tzmei Yeshua says, eid horoye hamachaven lohoit balayla. Aber she'enei meyit, lemaise by day it came out that he's not meyit. Kigoin, she'esh eidem acherim meyidim lefneim, nase daim afilo bedini nefoshes l'rabon. Then he could become a daim. Means that what he wanted to be an eid does not passel him from becoming a daim. Udeloi ki rashbam, she'perish b'yesh noichlim, the Rashbam, and this is Rashi Shita also, Gimel shenichnesu levaker, davke levaker, avol niskavnu lohoit, koisvin ve'ein oisin din, dahavolu eidim, ve'ein eid nasedai. Now let us explain what the Rashbam said. The Rashbam had a psashtikel ha'ora on the Gemara. The Gemara says that the Gemara says Gimel shenichnesu levaker es achayla. Three people came in levaker es achayla. They came in to be mevaker achayla. Why is this important for us to know? Let's put this on hold. They came levaker es achayla. No, they come to the achayla. Now the achayla, he already sees that the end is pretty close. He tells him, Rabbeisa, I want to tell you how I want my Yerusha to be divided. This one gets this, this one gets this. Fine. So it says, by yom, by day, Rotsu Oisindin. If they want, they can paskin already. These are three people. We're talking about they're capable of paskining. So Memele, if they want Oisindin, that means, so after this person died, Bezin will say, Yankel take this, Ber will take this, and finished. They're finished. They saw the rotzen of the chayle, and they can paskin. Rotzen loisendit. Rotzu kaisvin. If they don't want to paskin, they can be aidim. That means, so they saw what he said, they can go now to Bezin, and they'll be made if they Bezin. We heard that the chayla said he wants the Yankel should get this and this, and Bezin will paskin. So it says, whatever they want, they can do. They want, if they saw it by day. They want, they can be dayonim. They want, they can be aid. So the Rashbam here, the kasha, fine, beautiful. That's, by night, it's different. But let's say, but by night, they can't be dayonim, they have to be aid. Fine. Why did it have to say, Favelcha gutayon, why did they have to say, why do you have to talk about they came to me back a chayla? You have to tell us the whole scenario. They came to me back a chayla, and then he told them, Kasha v'maisa, Gimel shenichnasu v'shamu, and they heard that lotsu oisen din, lotsu kaisen, el dusa. So the Rashbam said, I'm meredik a kasha. Ooh, the Gemara is meredik meduyik. When they came in, they were part of it. They came in for a different reason. They came in, all of a sudden, he starts telling them things. They told them, he said, listen, I know that the end is close. He told them. So now they have an alternative. If they want, they can be dayonim. If they want, they can be eidim. But if they didn't come, they came parve. They came to say eidus. The intent was to say Aidas. They know Yenna called them. He called them. He wants them. He wants, but he doesn't have time to write a tzavo. He wants them to come to say Aidas. And they came to say Aidas. They would come to say Aidas. So then the Rashbam says, so it's finished. If they came to say Aidas, they have a Teiris Aid. They ain't Aid Nasadai. If you became an Aid already, and how do you become an Aid? Bekavon. You want to be an aid, you become an aid. And the minute you're an aid, an aid nasadai. That is Shitas HaRashbam in Baba Basra. And Taisha says, there's no such thing. There's no such thing. That you machaven lohoid, you become an aid and you can't become a dying. There's no such thing, according to the Rabbanan Uachaylik Rabbi Kibbe. The loike Rashbam shapirsh biyash noichlam gimu shenichlus levakir davke levakir av niskavnum lohoyit koisrim v'noisin din da havalu eidim vein eid nasedayin. This is not true. Fine. So we have here Taisi Botan Ashitus HaRashbam. Fine. Ola Rabbi Kiva. Now let's go. So this is the Shita. So Taisi says as follows. Taisi says, if you saw at night, you can't be soimach on your riyah that you saw at night because riyah is like a bolus eidus and a kabel meidus palayla. But the next day, if someone will be meid in front of you, you could be a dying, isn't that eid? But you yourself cannot be the eid in the dying because they ain't eid nasa dying. Now, let's go ula Rabbi Kiva. According to Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva said, Amir de Kezach, Rabbi Kiva said, that the Sanhedrin shero echot shahor yasanefesh. So Rabbi Kiva said they can, if they saw someone killed someone, they can never be dayonim. They can be aidim. They can never be dayonim. רבקי ואפילו עד הרויה אינס דיין בדיני נפושס כדמש מוח. כדמש מוח את פני ישוע says אפילו they were not מכוון להויד, they also, as long as they saw the mice, the apostle to be dayonim, כדמש מוח. ותאימה, now what is the reason of רבי קיבה? כדמפורש פרק בייס דמקס. רבי קיבה אומר, מניין לסנהדרין שרואו באחד שהורג הסנפש, שאין ממיסן עושה מיד, בזן will not kill him, you have סנהדרין there, and someone in front of the בזן, he went and killed someone else, שאין ממיסן עושה מיד, עד שיעמד בבזן, the Sanhedrin is to take him to another bezin. This Sanhedrin cannot function anymore. Talmud loyma ad omde lefnei eda le mishpot ad sheyamid be bezin ach. Rabbi Kiva is a posik. If bezin saw how someone killed someone, they cannot function anymore as dayonim. The reasons, but just let's go a little further and eventually things will get a little clearer. The Kitzur Batosva says, Rabbi Kiva works with a posik. Rabbi Kiva is a posik. The posik says, if Bezin saw someone killed someone, he has to be brought to another Bezin. Fine, a posik. The imtaima, vabepeirik ra'uhu, Bezin, meforish taime, there the Gemara says a reason why Rabbi Kiva says they can't paskin. Mishum d'chsiv v'shoftu ha'eda v'itzilu ha'eda. Every bezdin has to have in itself the possibility to be matzel, to be malamet zchus. The bezdin has to be a liberal bezdin. When we comment that the dinei nefoshes v'shoftu ha'eda v'itzilu ha'eda, they should be able to look at the din teire. They should be able to be shoftu. Shmebel v'yitzilu. V'kivin d'chazalei d'kotlei, l'chazalei s'chuse. But if they saw how Reuven killed Shimon in front of them, they can't be matzel. They can't think of atzola. They saw the ma'aser etzich in front of him. That is the time why Rabbi Kiva holds Sanhedrin, Shiro, Lechot, Shorga, Sanhefesh. So they cannot paskin. They're possible to paskin already. They are not in the category of vehitzilu. They can't be matzel since they saw. Fine. So now Taisus has a problem. Taisus has a problem. So we have a stira. The Gemara says in Makis, the time of Rabbi Kiva is at sheyamid bebezdin at omde lefnei ha'eda lemishpat. You have to go to another bezdin. It's a posik. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, "Apsasvare b'shavteidu v'tziloidu." V'yeshloima Sotaisva says, "Tehi demakizika." Rabbi Kiva is a posik. Avo b'Rosh Hashanah b'alafarish t'loy gamrinim ino. The shani dini nefosh is the binim v'tziloidu. Sotaisva says like this: Rabbi Kiva is a posik. Now, the Pasuk is God speaking about Dinei Nefoshes. But the Pasuk says that a Bezdin that sees can't paskin. So now, without knowing any Svoris, I have a Pasuk, Bezdin that sees the Maisa can't paskin. So I'll say, all cases, in the moment is Dinei Nefoshes. God, the Pasuk is speaking about Dinei Nefoshes, but what's the Chilik? So I would have a Tchukin Exeris HaKosov, I would not differentiate. Therefore, the Gemara Rosh Hashanah says, no, there's a svara to this pasuk. The svara is v'shoftu eida v'tzilu eida. According to Rabbi Kiva, you need a bezdin that could look at this maisa liberally. And if they saw the maisa ritzichi was killed cold-bloodedly in front of them, they can't be v'tzilu eida. So therefore, this Gzeres HaKosov was only said by Dini Nefoshes. Any other case, dinei momenis, there's no din b'shoft eide v'tzilu eide. So there, Bezin saw he was chayvel, Bezin saw he borrowed money. And then Bezin kapaskin. It's only the Rabbi Kiva is only speaking about mis. Fine. Now let's go a little further. Ubi derabono, Now, so what do we have so far? So we have so far Taisvis is telling us a few halachas. Taisvis is telling us if Bezen saw at night, they can't be Seimach on their Riyah, because he is like Kabbalah Seidis, and Mekabbalah Meidis Balayim. By Yoim, they should be Meyid for themselves, and Eid HaMeyid Nasedai. Period. That's one halacha. And, but you could be made in front of them. Other Eidim could be made in front of them. Until they were Mechavim Lahoit. That's number one. That's in Rav Talfit. And in Rabbi Kiva, Taisva says, Rabbi Kiva holds if the Eid HaRoye cannot be a dying. We learn that from a Pasuk, but the Lomdus is because they cannot be Bitzilo Eido. So therefore, so this halach was only said by Dini Nefoshes and not by any other case. Now Taisus says further, Ube Darabonon, if you need Eidis and a Din Darabonon, not speaking about Dine Deraisa, Afula Eida Meid Nasa Dain, Kin Mucha Pek Hamad, the Gitna Pek Shaini Diksupis. Period. That this whole halach that everyone holds Ein Eid Nasa Dain, the reason, this is only by, when you need Eidus Deraisa, by Eidus Darabonon, the whole purpose of it is only Adin Darabonon, Chashini Lemezuye, for the, it's only Adin Darabon de Kedin, then he could be the Eid, and he could be the Dain, there's no problem. Fine. That's, now Taisus just told us Alochis. Now Taisus is gonna start saying Svaris. Vitam de Ein Hameyid Nasedayin. Now, why is it now that we have, everyone agrees that an Eid HaMeyid cannot be a Dayan. Again, that means if Bezen saw at night, so Taisa says, so without what they saw, they can't rely on that because that's considered like Kabbalah Seidis and Mekabbalah Seidis by Laila. Fine. In the morning, so let them tell themselves, I saw last night this and this happened, and now I'll paskin. So there's a cloud. Ain Eid HaMeyid Nasadayin. If he's saying Eid is now, the morning, he can't be a Dayin. Why can't he be a Dayin? Why can't he be an Eid HaMeyid? He can be a Dayin. Why not? He's basically going to say three mahalchim. Yesh mefoshim mishum davalei Eidish shiyata yochel azima. Amoyra dikazach. Taisa says, because this Eidish, you can't be mazen. Why can't you be mazen? The kivin shu atzmai eid v'dayin, he's the eid and dayin. So you'll come. So he said eidist himself. I saw last night that Reuven killed Shimon. He's gonna tell himself in the morning. Yeah, I saw last night. Good, Reuven, you chayiv misa. Fine. Then Eidim can say, who saw last night? I saw last night. You were with us in Florida. I'm sorry. We're not mekabel to say this. He's the best. He's the dying, he's the bezin. The cases, it's a shut case, a closed case. Would that be mekabalaitis? You have to be mekabalaitis. The mazimim, you also have to be mekabal. We're not mekabalaitis. We'll see later, Tais HaKash, let him go to a different bezin. But let's, Taisus learns, Amayadik HaChidish, that the aid that says aid is in bezin, you should be able to be mazimim in this bezin. And if you can't be mazimim in this bezin, he's apostle eight. So Taisa says, Amor de Keshtik Taira. So Taisa says, so that's the reason I need Nasa Dayan. I need Nasa Dayan because you can't be Mazim. You can't be Mazim. It's Eidish Yati Yochalazim. Now, let's just explain a few things. So, and what if they see by day? If they see by day, so then it's good. I also can't, they saw by day that Reuven killed Shimon, they come out with a psak, that Reuven's chayev misa. So someone comes over, why is Reuven chayev misa? We saw psak, oh, we saw he killed, what, you were in Florida then? So their pshat is, because there is no edis. When loitei shmiyeg deila meriyah, when Bezin sees, it's not working with edis. Loitei shmiyeg deila meriyah, that means Bezin can paskin if they hear from edim. Or Bezdin can paskin if they see themselves. But if they see themselves, doesn't work like they heard from Eidus. When they saw themselves, you don't need Eidus. The din of Eidus, Shiyata Yochel Azimam, was said, if I'm paskening with Eidah, so there's a condition, you need Eidah shata yochel azimam. If you can't be mazim the Eidah, this Eidah apostle. That's a psul in Hilchis Eidah. That's a psul in Hilchis Eidah. So if they saw at night, they can't be soymach on their Riyah, because Riyah is Kabbalah's Eidah, and Riyah is equivalent to Kabbalah's Eidah, and Mekabal Eidah's Balayla. So there was no Riyah. In the morning, we need Eidah. It's Eidah Shat Yochel Azimah. If they saw by day, so then they can be soymach on their Riyah. The Riyah is, they're not killing up the Eidah. They're killing up who they saw that it is. There's no din Eidah, there's no din Yochel Azimah, and Fatik. That's the Baal Pshat and Tosfos. Fine. Now, I'd like to mention Akasha, which this Kasha had heard 25 years ago, from Avraham Gendel, Zechayna Levroche. And today, Baruch Hashem, I found someone asked Akasha and says a beautiful teretz. Fine. I saw in the Shiurei Rab Shmur Masechtes Makis, the Gemara says, the Gemara Masechtes Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara Masechtes Rosh Hashanah says as follows. What is the din if Beis Din saw the Levona at night? Beis Din saw the Levona at night. So by day, they can't paskin at night. Let's say the same lomdus, nama kabbalaydus balayla. So by day, so if you have, let's say you have, there were 6 people that saw the levon at night. So by day, 3 will say eidus for the other 3. 3 will say eidus for the other 3. So mamela, so the dayonim are not saying eidus. The other are hearing the eidus from the first 3. So you have Eidim Amayidim Lifnei Adayon. But the 3 themselves should be the Eidim and Dayonim. Ein Eid Nasadayim. The Gemara says there, Ein Eid Nasadayim, the same thing, because the Riyah of at night you can't be Seimech, and you have to now need a new Agod to say this. Ein Eid Nasadayim. Fine, that's what the Gemara says. So l'chore, by Kiddush HaChodesh, l'chore don't need Eidush HaTiyochel Azimam. What if you're going to be Mazim Eidim by Kiddush HaChodesh? That means 2 Eidim come and say, we saw the Levona. So, fine, you saw the Levona. You were on Mars with me. You couldn't see the Levona. Al-Kapanim, wherever you were, you couldn't see the Levona. You didn't see the Levona. Mazim them. What happens now? Huh? I see some like a shazamum lasis lochavs. What are you going to do to him? There's no denainchi azom over here. Number 1. Number 2, Rabbi Kivega says, Eisvis says in the beginning of Malkis, that a case where there's no einchi azom, but there's an equivalent of einchi azom, you give Malkis a tlisana briyacha eit shoker. There's a tlisana briyacha eit shoker. So Rabbi Kivega, by Kiddush HaChodesh, you won't give them Malkis either. You know why? Because I said, Loisana Bereyache, I said, you have to say, Loisana Bereyache, Choke. I said about someone that he killed someone, he was Mazik, he owes money. There is a love, Loisana Bereyache, Choke. I said, I saw the Levone. Greg got in a note once to say, so he said, Loisana Bereyache, because he said, there's someone that says he's going to pay up Rosh Chodesh, and because he said, you saw the Levone, he has to pay up today, I just left to pay up tomorrow. That's not called Lusana Briach, Hitchok. That's not called Lusana Briach. So Rabbi Kivegir says, you won't get Malkus either. So every Eidus of Kiddush HaChodesh, we'd never have Eidus at the Yochel Azimah. Va'af al Pikain, the Gemara says, Ein Eid Nasadayin, by Kiddush HaChodesh. And Taisa says, the time is you need Eidus at the Yochel Azimah. So this Kasha I heard 25 years ago, A moira de kekashe. Agavuch, I'd like to mention, why does Rabbi Kivega say this? Rabbi Kivega says this with a cheshbon. Rabbi Kivega has a moira de kekashe. Kveiger says, we hear the Rashi in Achoivu before, that Rashi says, a cotton is posolatus, so Rashi gives two reasons why he's potter. Posolatus. One time he's posols, Eidish Yat Yochel Azimon. Because if you mazam them, you can't give them any onshim, he's a cotton. Another reason it says a posig, Vomdo Anoshim, Anoshim Vulay Ktan. Why do you need this new miut of anoshim v'lo ktanim? It's eidish yat yochel azim. That alone is a reason. You can never be mazim akotin. You can't give him an oinish. It's eidish yat yochel azim. So I need a new miut. So tabekvega by kiddush achoidish you need a miut. By kiddush achoidish you don't need eidish yat yochel azim. Because you never mazim them. There's no dinasisim like Ashazomim, there's no leisana bereyacha. So, Kiddush, Achoidish is unique, you don't need Eidish at Yochel Azima. There you need a posik vomdo anoshim vulei ktan. As is it Rabbi Kevega. But Rabbi Kevega said, bepe mole, that there's no din of Eidish at Yochel Azima by Kiddush Achoidish. And here the Gemara says, by Kiddush Achoidish, ein eid nasa dayin, and Taisva says the reason is, because Eidish at Yochel Azima. This is the Kasha. A Muridike Kasha. So, Rav Shmuel brings down a Muridike Beis Halevi. And it's Mamish Muridike. The Beis Halevi says, there's two halachas in Eidish at Yochel Azima. There's one halacha. You have to see the Parsha. The Parsha says, Vasisim like Kasha Zomim Lassis Lochi. So I learn that from this Parsha, every Eidish, you need that it should be capable. If he's a cotton, if there's a different chashben, I can't give a mind shei azame. So it's a posolitis. That's one thing. You have to be able to give a mind shei azame. He says, if you look at the parsha, it says something else. It says, vihine, in the beginning of the parsha, vihine eit sheker hoi. He said sheker. So every edis has to be capable that you could prove that they're shakronim. That's another din of Eidish at Yochel Azima. Through Hazoma you can prove that they're shakronim. There's two din of Eidish at Yochel Azima. If it's Shayach Oinshei Hazoma, so you need that should have such an Eidish that you can give Oinshei Hazoma. Therefore, a cotton will not be good, or any other case. If you can't give Oinshei Hazoma, some Emele, so it's Apostle Eidish. But then there's another din. A fellow in an Eidus that you don't have on Shiazome. But it's not Pechlau Shaykh Vasisim like Ashazome. But there's another halacha. Every Eidus you have to be capable of disproving the Eidus to Azom. That's also the Eidus Shatayoch Alazimom. V'ine Eid Sheker Hoy. You should be capable of proving that they're Shakron. So he says, That is what the Gemara Rosh Hashanah is talking about. That is what Atosvus is talking about. Atosvus is saying that ain't eid nase dayin because there'll never be mekabel eidi azom on them. That means, so this is an eidis that can never be disproved that they said sheker. Because they won't be mekabel eidis on themselves. So Memele, that's another, there's two halachas in Eidish at Yochel Azim. One, if there's Oinshe Azome, they should be capable of receiving Oinshe Azome. And if they can't receive Oinshe Azome, so that's apostolatus, that's one thing. In another case, I feel that there's no Oinshe Azome. But it has to be such an Eidish that can be disproved through Eidim Zaymimim. And that is what our Taisvus is speaking about. Taisvus says, if there'll be the Eidim and the Dayonim, so someone want to disprove what they're saying, they won't be Mekabel. They won't be Mekabel, the Eidim Zaymimim. So it's Eidish at the Yochel Azimim. So that is Pshat in the Gemara in Kiddush HaChodesh. In Kiddush HaChodesh, it's also Eidish at the Yochel Azimim. The din of Eid Sheker Hoid, that every Eidis, you have to be capable of disproving them. Or proving that the Shakranu through Azome, that is impossible if the Eid is the dying. So my mail is the son of Eidish at the Yochel Azimah.